Large Lakes Observatory researchers at the University of Minnesota Duluth placed the last of four buoys across Lake Superior late last month. Researcher Jay Austin says three of those moorings will be collecting data from below the surface of the lake.
Those are measuring temperature from about 15 meters depth all the way down right to the bottom. We actually have temperature loggers recording the temperature there every 10 minutes from now until September sometime. They're basically little metal canisters. We have 15 of those on each one of those moorings so that we can see the development of the thermal structure of the lake over the course of the season.
Large Lakes Observatory Director Steve Coleman says the buoys will shed light on how the lake works.
It's amazing how little data there are on the Great Lakes. There are many parts of the ocean that are much better known than Lake Superior or Lake Huron, for instance.
Austin says they'll have precision electronic equipment at their fingertips to collect the data, including those small metal canisters powered only by D-cell batteries.
This will last for a year. And then there's a little plug here, you plug it into your computer and it tells you what it found out. It's really neat stuff.
Austin says they want to establish models so they can compare future data on the lake. The National Science Foundation will help further their research by funding the placement of seven buoys in the water for the next 3 years.
This is the acoustic instrument.
In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.